prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is, can you believe it? February already. First day of February 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to have a very special guest tonight, a man I've had on this broadcast before a few times. And he also did a Skype interview with us, or Zoom interview on our church services one. It's been some months ago. This man, is, in my mind, is a hero of the church and of Christ. We're going to talk to Pastor Otter Pulaski and what he's facing right now with the challenges. He's still being charged, folks. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, a lot to talk about. Before I do that, though, please, again, I remind you to keep Crystal's mom and dad, and if you all call this office on Thursdays, you know who Crystal is. Her dad is still in the hospital, and now they have him on full oxygen. I mean, it's not looking good. His name is Johnny. Please keep Johnny in your prayers. And also, Judy, his wife, she's home and gaining strength, but she's still not well. And she got her hands full, of course, trying to go see Johnny every day and take care of things at home. So keep Johnny and Judy both in your prayers for the healing that I know that Christ can do, folks. Please, I ask you to do that, please. And also for our friend Mick from Mexico. Mick's having some situations. I won't get into all the details. Him and his wife both. So keep Mick and his wife, by the way, his name is Johnny, also keep him in your prayers if you don't mind, folks. These people are asking because they have faith in your prayers. They have faith that our Father can hear those prayers and fix the problems. And I ask you to please pray for them. And there will be Bible study this weekend, folks. There will be Bible study this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Even if I can't get there, Phil Hudock can do the whole 2 hours. So you won't need me there if I can't get there. There's calling for some nasty weather Friday and maybe on the Saturday. And if y'all would ever take the trip with me across the mountain where I go to Bible study, you know why sometimes the roads are nasty. I can't get there. But nonetheless, there'll be a Bible study. Phil Hudock has everything set up already for 2 hours worth of teachings. You can watch us, you can watch him live on our website, on our website at PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Go there. Click on live stream, and there he will be for 2 hours starting 10:30 this coming Saturday morning. You can watch him live. If you can't do that, you can call and listen to him at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I intend to be there, but folks, if the roads are nasty, believe me, if you come down and visit me and get ride with me across the mountains, see where we go, you understand why the roads are nasty. We don't go across those mountains. So please know we're going to have Bible study. And of course, we're still offering the packet. I'm going to offer that for the rest of this week, maybe a little bit next week because people are really enjoying it. It's an 80-90 page packet information, hard copy, folks, that tells you what's behind the COVID hoax as far as the hype of it. Where Omicron got it, or its name come from, and how a gentleman said back 100 years ago, or more so ago, they were going to make a vaccination that would take the desire for mankind to know God out of the DNA before they knew what DNA even was. Now, this is a fact. It's all in there. Plus, I'll send you a copy of the teaching I did on the 1st of January. I believe it's the 1st of January. The teaching we did on defiling the temple and how this jab actually does change your DNA and takes the name of God, our Creator, out of your DNA. Yes, His name is in there. And they take it out. Precision cutting. Take it out and replace it with something else. This teaching will give you an idea of what it may be. So there's all available. A gift, $25-$30, if you don't mind, for that packet. And if you can't afford it, you don't have the money, say, Pastor, send me one. I can't afford it. We'll send you one anyway. Because we want you to have it. It's that important. And I do mean that. We want you to have it. Again, our guest tonight is Pastor Arthur Pulaski from Canada. This man has been in a battle now ever since last year because he would not close the Body of Christ meeting place down to please anyone, whether it be the prime minister or the governors of the I don't think they call them governors, but anyway, what do they call them of the provinces? He said, we're not going to do it. We're commanded if we're going to fellowship, and we have. And he has been arrested at least 3 times now that I know of. And Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much again for having me in. And you're right. I have been fighting the tyranny for a very long time. Actually, it started for me 2005, but intensified 2020 in March when they have found an invisible enemy to steal our rights and our freedoms away from us free Canadians. And actually not just Canadians, the entire world has received the same treatment. That's why it's so important to rise up, to stand up against this.
Well, I tell you what, you have been through it all, and I want to rehash what you've been through, but I do want to start with something, a different topic today. I'm trying to find a gentleman now, actually. A friend of mine is trying to find a gentleman to help me with on the broadcast as part of the trucker protest that's going into Ottawa. And now I understand American truckers also are joining them. And when they finish there, they're planning on coming down here to Washington, D.C. We'll see. But nonetheless, what's going on with the truckers that you know of, Pastor? What's happening with the truckers? It's not on the news. We don't hear on the news at all. I haven't heard a blurb on the news. They may have been there. I don't watch news that much. But I haven't seen a blurb on the news. So what's going on?
Well, your mainstream news is as sick as our mainstream propaganda machinery here. It was bought by Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, this snake, this traitor. So what is happening? We started a revolution. I mean, I have been plowing for the past 2 years, and others like me, we have been preparing the ground, removing the stones, putting the seeds for Canadians to rise up. And I'm telling you, we've never seen a biggest pride of lions than we're seeing right now. Truckers are representing everyone. They are representing pastors. They're representing teachers. They're representing police officers that have lost their jobs. They are representing nurses. They are representing Canadians. So what happened? Of course, I am very heavily involved with this trucker convoy that is right now in Ottawa, but not just in Ottawa. We are already on the Montana-Alberta border. It's a Mexican standoff, if you will, with the RCMP. And also another convoy just went to Ottawa on Monday. So we have rallies and protests like we've never seen in this country. We're talking about millions of Canadians are protesting the mandates, the tyranny, the restrictions. As we speak right now, we had the biggest rallies in the history of our beloved Canada. So a revolution has begun. It's a peaceful revolution. It's non-compliance is what I have been telling people for the past 2 years. Just say no and get out. And that's why I believe that video went viral when I said to those Goebbels, totalitarian Nazis, the Gestapo wannabe tyrants, get out of our church. And they left and they came back with a vengeance. So a simple message, get out. I'm telling you, no, you cannot do this to me and my loved ones. And I'm telling you, get out. Get out of my restaurant. Get out of my church. Get out of my house. Get out of my hospital. It's time for the tyrants to go out. So that's what Amen. The truckers are representing. They're representing Canadians and average folk that say enough is enough. We have been told at the very beginning, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now it's 2 years and they are not stopping. Now Canadians are forced to be three times jabbed, and Trudeau, this traitor that should be charged with treason, and I'm not exaggerating, this man should be charged for treason. He has betrayed Canada. He's abandoned his post. We don't know where he is. He's hiding like a Nazi after 1945. So this man has purchased 12 doses of the jab. Can you believe it? He wants to jab Albertans, Canadians, 12 times. We are on the number three. Thousands upon thousands of people are dying. People have adverse reactions. Children are dying right now. We just talked to, we received an information from the funeral homes, and this is what they said. We've never seen a biggest amount of children like we're seeing right now. This is the biggest Wow. amount we've ever seen, children dying left and right. Why? Because this traitor, Justin Trudeau, the Castro's son, he has commanded the children up to 5 years old to be jabbed, and now he's telling that he is coming after the toddlers. Believe it or not, he wants to jab toddlers, little children. And you know, and I know, and they were telling this to us from the very beginning for almost 2 years, that children and young adults, teenagers, are there's no problem. No one, not one kid died because of it. It's a flu with a kick, and kids pretty much are immune if it comes to this flu. My children had it. I had it. My wife had it. Our friends had it, and we survived. It's not a big deal. Every year we will end up with the flu, right? That's the, how the flu works. It's a virus that goes around the world, and yeah, it's it has a little bit of a kick, but it's not a big deal. Your body develops immunity. I am immune. I'm strong as I was, like a ball. You know, what they're doing to us, they're jeopardizing our health, they're jeopardizing our immunity. And
yes, they are.
Finally, Canadians came together, and this is what we decided to do. Hey, well, let's just go to Ottawa.
Good, good, good. Praise God. Let me ask a question on that. What kind of response is the is the government or the cops doing? Are they trying to stop them? Are they just watching them? What's going on there?
No, actually, Trudeau, this fearer of Canada, he really wants to show that he's still in power. So he has commanded his Gestapo to ticket people. So now thousands of people are being ticketed $1,500. For not wearing a muzzle on their faces. So the moment you step out of your vehicle, and if you don't have the mask on, you will be attacked without mercy, and sometimes detained, sometimes arrested. As you know, just a few days ago on Friday, coming back from a rally with my wife in the middle of the night, I have been arrested again. Charges?
Yes, yes.
Well, I have been arrested for disturbing peace. Can you imagine disturbing peace while I'm speaking publicly? Also, I have been charged with not wearing a muzzle, and I was charged for trespassing. They are desperate, my friend. They are desperate. That's why we
are they arresting truckers? Are they getting, I mean, what are they doing with them?
So for now, they are ticketing them. They are ticketing people, anyone, not just the trucker, because you got to remember, truckers are, there is a big number of truckers, but truckers are not the protest. We're talking about everyone is there. Everyone shows up at the rallies. We had in Calgary on Saturday the biggest rally in the history of our city in Calgary.
They're ticketing all those hundreds of thousands of people. They're ticketing them, really? They're writing them all tickets?
Yes. $1,555.
Really?
For not wearing a muzzle. But there is a serious problem at the Montana border. The truckers, those that didn't go to Ottawa, because here's how we decided strategically to do it. A few of us went to Ottawa just to make sure that there is a representation of the movement. But majority, the millions of Canadians that are rising up, they are staying strategically in our cities. So we have the biggest rallies, protests ever in the history of our country, and a portion of a convoy went to the Montana border, and right now, from the you know, developing story. RCMP is like your FBI, the federal police officers. They're threatening arrests. They're threatening that they will be towing those big trucks. However, here is a beautiful thing about standing in solidarity. And I'm telling you, we are Canadians are rising in solidarity with each other like I have never seen before. The only thing I can, I can put together when I'm watching what is happening here is 1980 in solidarity, the Polish people that stood against the Soviets. In 1980, 81, and 82, where I was growing up, I've seen this firsthand with my own eyes. So Montana border, the truckers and the supporters are being threatened right now with arrests and towing, but the towing companies refuse to come. So this is the beauty about this revolution. It's peaceful, and we are working, cooperating with each other. Restaurants now in Ottawa, they are refusing to implement the mandates. The hotels are refusing to force people to wear a muzzle. This is a total revolution on Canadian soil. So I don't know what is going to happen in Montana, but it's not looking good. They are using the armed forces, the Gestapo of today. And again, I want to tell you something. This is, I think, the saddest part of the story. What kind of a police officer would actually do this to another fellow citizen, fully knowing that this is tyranny, that this is against the law? It's beyond me. But I guess there are some that want to be Nazis, and they will gladly implement those restrictions.
Who's facing the Gestapo in Montana? American drivers trying to cross the border? Who's facing that? Who's facing the Gestapo? Canadians, okay? Are they trying to cross the border and come in here or what?
No. Here is what is happening. In solidarity with Canadian citizens that are rising up against the tyranny, against Justin Trudeau, they have called for a convoy to Montana border, and they've blocked the entire road. Why? Because your government and our government is mandating, forcing the truckers to be jobbed, while the truckers, they are driving alone, no one is in the car, and they're telling them, why do I have to be jobbed for a flu while I am working alone in my truck? It doesn't make any sense. And, of course, the data is showing that the jobs are hurting us, so we don't want to do it. So American truckers came into Montana on your side of the border, and Canadian truckers came on our side of the border, and they have blocked the entire street. Of course, now the government, the Kenny government, the tyrant Jason Kenny, the premier of Alberta, Premier of Alberta is like your governor of Montana, except the governor of Montana is a good guy, but we have a snake, Justin Trudeau. So this snake is sending government, Gestapo, to arrest the truckers and to tow their vehicles. So that's the update from last minute. Ottawa is standing strong. The rallies here all over this nation are huge, a monster rallies and protests like we've never seen before. So I believe that this is going to continue for a few weeks. I think that the government is panicking, and the government is trying to show that we are the power, we are the dictators. And listen to this. Who is in Ottawa? What kind of people are during those protests? Well, I attend every protest I can, and I think that's why they've arrested me on Friday night, because they wanted to prevent me from speaking to tens of thousands of people that I did Saturday. Fortunately for me, I was arrested by unbiased police officers that actually liked me, and they released me 15 minutes later on a promise to appear before the court. So they messed up the idea that the Calgary police had to keep me in prison and that way prevent me from speaking to the people in Calgary, and that didn't work, so I assume that there will be another warrant for my arrest for the next rally. However, in the meantime, I attend every rally I can, and I'm telling you, families are there, and if you don't believe me, you can go to my YouTube channel or Facebook page, and I record every rally live, and then I post other videos afterwards, and you see families, you see children, you see dogs, you see the entire families, young and old, grandparents coming together and just saying enough is enough. Give us our freedoms back. Give us our lives back. However, this psychopathic prime minister, the son of the Fidel Castro, here is what he just said it an hour ago. And I'm telling you, you will not believe what this tyrant is saying. We're talking about protesters that have lost their businesses. We're talking about young and old. We're talking about every color that there is. There are black people. There are Hindus. They are Muslims. There are Christians. There are anyone is there. There are homosexuals there. There are transgender. Everyone that values freedom is in Ottawa right now and during other protests. So we have a big variation of Canadians attending those rallies. And every color, you have Asians, you have whites, you have Native Americans. And here is what this tyrant, Justin Trudeau, just said. Listen to that. I mean, it's shocking. Today in the House, members of Parliament condemned the anti-Semitism. Can you imagine? Anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, anti-black racism, homophobia, and transphobia that we've seen on display in Ottawa over the past number of days. Together, let's keep working to make Canada more inclusive. So this is what he sends. I mean, the guy is manufacturing stuff. He is forwarding propaganda. That's what he's doing. He's keeping his rhetorics. He's forwarding propaganda, trying to justify what is about to happen. I believe, and I pray I'm wrong, but I believe that a heavy hand of the government is going to start hammering our rallies and Ottawa convoy. I think he's preparing the international media for what about to happen. He says the rallies are Islamophobic, anti-Semitism against the black people, against the homosexuals. We need to stop them. We need to destroy them.
Well, let me ask you this question, brother. Are the people buying that bull? Are they buying that? Are they just, they know he's just trying to cause problems? I mean, are the masses buying those lies?
No, even if you go, I mean, and this is something I've never seen in a Western democracy ever. I mean, I've never seen the amount of hate, amount of negative comments that are being sent towards those politicians. For example, our tyrant, Jason Kenney, the premier of Alberta, just came on television and he wished the Chinese community a Happy New Year, while at the same time, the Chinatown is shut down. So those guys are theater people. They're actors. They're liars. And if you go to see the comments under those people's videos or Prime Minister Justin Trudeau or the premiers that are forwarding this tyranny, 99.99999% of the people are telling them to resign. They're telling them back off, end the mandate, stop this tyranny. I mean, every person pretty much is telling those people, you do not represent us. You do not work for us. You're tyrants. Move to China. You will fit perfectly there. You can work for your Chinese government. But here is Canada, and back off. Get out. They are being accused of being spies for the Chinese government. And I'm telling you, I truly believe they're not working for Canadians. They're working for the Chinese Communist Party, a tyrannical party. So a public knows what's going on. Of course, you will have, just like in United States of America, you will have crazy people that will actually believe the politicians, that the sure. politicians are for them. However, the majority of people right now, the tide has shifted. Majority of the people 2 years later finally understand what's really going on. It took a while. It took a lot of education. It took a lot of stirrup. But finally, I think we are turning the table on the politicians. They're on the run. They're panicking. My latest
This is happening, starting to happen worldwide, too. I don't mean to keep interrupting, but it's starting to happen worldwide. And I thank God for that. But now, so the opposition is not backed down at all yet. Is that true?
So the opposition, so our government works just like your government. We have opposition government, and we have the ruling government, the liberals, and we have the conservatives. The conservatives were supposed to oppose whatever the tyrannical the liberals were doing. However, they have betrayed Canadians as well. So you've
Same thing here.
So mainstream media has been bought. $3 billion were given to the mainstream media before COVID hit for them to lie for the Liberal Party. And they're doing an excellent job lying to the Canadian public. The opposition, so the conservatives, are pretty much singing the same tune. Now they're changing a little bit because they have seen that there's millions upon millions of Canadians that are, they had enough, and they're demanding answers, and they're calling for Nuremberg trial number two. And I have been calling for the Nuremberg trial number two from the very beginning. We need to remember those names. They cannot escape. After this is over, please remember their names. We have to make them accountable. We have to charge them for treason, for what they have done, crimes against humanity. That's what they have done. And they need to be accountable for everything they did to our loved ones and to our...
You're covering some stuff, and this is fantastic. But are you starting to see shortage in the stores because the trucks aren't running? Is traffic being backed up? What's going on?
Not yet. Not in Alberta and not in Calgary. We do not see any side effects to this. But you know what? Even if we would, it's okay to suffer
for a few weeks.
You know, we have to understand that freedom will cost you something. I mean, our founding fathers, our forefathers fought. They fought first the English tyrants, then they fought with the Nazi tyrants, and then they fought with the communist tyrants. If you think the freedom is not going to cost you anything, well, you just don't know the history. It's okay to suffer for a few weeks, but we have already been suffering for 2 years. And I said that to the Canadian public at the very beginning. I said, listen, tyrants will never stop. Bully will keep bullying. He has to be stopped. He will not stop on his own. So even if you suffer for a few weeks and it's done. And now we have been suffering for 2 years and it's not done. So even if the shelves will be empty, even if we have to struggle a little bit to buy this or that, it's okay, because this is going to ultimately bring us freedom.
Well, this is all phenomenal. Now, we're about to go ready to go to break, but I want next half hour, I want to start on what's happened to you lately. And I'll try to get one of the truckers on the program here as soon as possible, because what they're doing is phenomenal. I just pray that we will unify with them. This is not making the news here. No one sent a word to us about it, so we'll see what happens. The folks don't go away, a lot more talk about it. We'll try to get some phone calls next half hour. I don't know when yet. If you want to get in line, you can. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to themanna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back, and this is war, and I thank God for the Canadians, what they're doing. Our media doesn't talk about it hardly at all. It's just a bunch of propaganda. Folks, if you think you're watching Fox News and other channels telling you the truth, I got some beachfront property, like they say, right here in West Virginia. I do. I'll sell it to you really cheap. I mean, if they're that interested, I'm sorry, you'll be an easy target for anybody out there. Now, so we'll go from the truckers to you now, brother. Then we'll take phone calls a little bit, too. You just got out of jail again a while back, and you were arrested for what purpose this time? You said last time, which is about a month ago. When you were arrested about a month ago, 2 months ago, what was that?
Yes. Yeah, so far, well, I have been arrested over 15 times. However, 4 times during the COVID era, and the first arrest.
Oh, just was, out of curiosity, why were you arrested before COVID? What was going on before that? Very quickly.
In Canada, Canadian government has been implementing communism and socialism for decades. I became the first Canadian clergyman to be arrested for publicly reading Bible in a park. Then I have been ticketed for giving free goods and services. So feeding the homeless people, they said it's now a crime. Also, distribution of printed material like Bibles and gospel tracts. I learned that's the crime as well. So for the past 10 years, from 2005 to 2015, I was in over 100 court cases, dozen arrests, and over 300 tickets. I won all of that. They left me be for a few years, and then the COVID came. So they have found a new way of trying to destroy Judeo-Christian values and ministries like ours. I have been arrested during the COVID for inciting people to come to church. And I want you to pay attention to the words I'm saying. Inciting people to come to church, officiating an illegal gathering, which is a church service, and participating in illegal gathering. As a pastor, I officiated church service. Therefore, I was arrested with my brother David, and we have been found guilty for a contempt of court order. And he put a compelled speech. As you remember, he told us that we have to now give a communistic speech every time we open our mouths. Of course, we said no. And then we were penalized $50,000 in penalties, and then also 120 hours of community service, because the judge said that feeding the homeless, what we're doing, which is, of course, a full-time job, we're feeding thousands of people on the streets of Calgary, that's unacceptable. It has to be approved by the government charity. And also, he was so disgusted that I was traveling in your beautiful country, United States, that he gave me a house arrest, telling me I cannot travel anymore. So that's what happened after that. I know. That's
it isn't funny. It isn't funny. It isn't funny, brother. It isn't funny. It really isn't. But I have to laugh at these morons. I mean, you know, if people don't stand up, it won't change. And finally, some people are standing up. I mean, that is absolutely phenomenal. Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. So I, of course, with my brother David, we told the judge we're not going to obey those orders. We appealed it, and the appeal judge stayed the order until June of 2022, where a panel of three judges is going to look into the case again in the appeal process. So then I got arrested. When I was coming back from your country, I spent 4 months in the United States, exposing the tyranny, because you got to be concerned. You are, your neighbor is harboring Chinese spies and soldiers. We are living yes. behind the Iron Curtain right now. You should know, Americans should know the threat that Canada is posing to your democracy, to your republic. So I spent 4 months in the United States telling people what's happening. And on my arrival, right straight from the plane, I was arrested again for the same crime, inciting people to come to church, officiating a church service, participating in illegal gathering and not wearing a muzzle. Then later on, January the 1st, 2022, so just a couple months after that, I was arrested with my brother David again in the middle of the highway, this time for participating in illegal gathering. We did a protest outside of the Ministers of Health house. His name is Copping. We went outside peacefully with placards, and we did not enter his property. Everything was on the public sidewalk and the road, but that was not good enough for the police. They've arrested me. And here is a fascinating part. My son was there with me, and he studies to become a lawyer. So he asked the officers, why are you arresting them? And the officer said, suspicion of a breach. So the officers didn't even know why they're arresting us. They were told to arrest us, and then they could cook some charges later on. And that's exactly what happened. We were charged. I was charged with a breach of a court order. Also, I was charged with mischief, and I was charged with obstruction of justice. You know, like bogus, made-up stuff. So then, believe it or not, just a few days ago, I'm driving back with my wife, and I announced that if I am invited to speak somewhere, I will let people know, because there's lots of people that wanna meet me and talk to me during the rallies, during the conferences. And so I told them I'm coming to Leduc, which is a city outside of Calgary, outside of Edmonton, our capital city. And after coming back from the rally, we were stopped by RCMP, like FBI, and I was told I am under arrest because there is a warrant for my arrest. This time, I was charged with disturbing peace, I was charged with trespassing, and I was charged again, with not wearing a muzzle on my face. So that's how desperate they are. They're attacking the leader of the solidarity movement in Canada. We started this organization, is growing strong. Actually, today we are forming Solidarity of USA. So you're going to have your own solidarity movement in America. So they're desperate. They are afraid. They're terrified of what I have to say. And they have charged me criminally again. So I'm facing, every month I'm facing another trial. I mean, 40 COVID tickets already. But I'm telling you, I'm not stopping. I have no intention to stop. I had a meeting with the chief of police, and I told him, listen, man, there is only one way this stops. Back off or take your gun and shoot me in the head, because I'm not stopping.
Hey, man, we got to get some phone calls in a minute, folks. I'll get to you in a minute, I promise. So Do you think that there will be a rally in D.C. truckers also, both American and Canadian, coming down for that? Do you think that's possible? Is that in the plans?
I think so. I was already contacted by Americans to do something like this in USA. So we will see how we will be able to do that. But I'm telling you, this is not going to stop until we get our rights back. People are very determined. I've never seen a bigger determination than right now. I think Canadians, you know, Canadians are very polite, very nice, and that really bothered me for a long time. 2 years the government has been making a fool out of Canadians, and I said, what's happening with you? Rise up, stand up. And now I think the government pushed so hard when they came for Canadian children, when they came for our food supply. Finally, the Canadian Lions rose up and they said, back off now, hyenas. We're not going to take it anymore. Get out Amen. Of our businesses. And I think this is a revolution. It's a peaceful revolution, civil rights movement style, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., solidarity. And by the way, if you're interested in a movement, go to solidaritymovementofcanada.com, solidaritymovementofcanada.com, and we are right now creating usasolidaritymovement.com as well.
Well, you know, we're going to, folks, I promise, get the phone calls. I really am. I know that this has been a very, very expensive battle for you, and I know that your lawyers are doing everything they can and doing it as cheap as they can. How can people help you if they want to help you with the fund, help you fight your problems? And if we can do something with the truckers, too, tell us how we can do that. But how can we help you, brother, to at least try to pay some of your bills?
Yes, you can donate to www.streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca. There is e-transfer, art, A-R-T, at streetchurch.ca. And on our streetchurch.ca website, there is also a PayPal, so you can use your credit card. I am planning to go to the convoy on Thursday and see what is going on over there, and I'm going to deliver whatever I can, some food, some supplies, to our truckers at the convoy. And that's, by the way, how we send them to Ottawa. We did two-day rally in Calgary with barbecues, with food, with supplies, and people donated to that as well. And early in the morning on Monday, we send them with a prayer. I was asked to lead the convoy to Ottawa with the prayer, and that was a very, very powerful, powerful statement that we sent our freedom fighters with the blessing of the Amen. Living God, Amen. Jesus Christ. And people were crying, people were really touched, and I truly believe that this is a beginning of a big revolution for our freedoms.
Amen. Okay. Let's take a phone call. We're going out of town before you know it. Let's start first with Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. It's good to talk to you and good to talk Pastor Pulowski. I'm here in Ottawa, and my friend's actually closer to the action. He's right downtown, so he sends me a lot of updates. I can't really get down to have a bit of a medical issue right now, but I keep up on it. As far as Trudeau is concerned, yeah, he's controlled by the Chinese communists. He's making money off these vaccines. He comes from a terrible family. His father, Pierre Trudeau, that pockmarked, skulled creature through the 80s, had to look at him while the country continued to go down the drain, an outright communist, a scumbag, who, by the way, the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Foundation, if you look up their old symbol, it's the triangle and the triangle, the pedophile symbol that's been identified. And one of Justin's friends, Peter Dalglish, is now serving time in a Nepalese prison for 9 years for having sex with raping a 9-year-old and I think 12-year-old or something like that boys. So that's the kind of company that guy keeps. Trudeau's mother was a flat-out low-level whore, okay, who jumped everything there was, sits along with her miniskirt with no panties on, with her legs up, okay, with all the world to see, nothing to make you throw up. And that's the kind of crap family that he comes through. He's a psychopath. And not only him, but all the other people, but 95% of the politicians in this country are scumbags. They need to be tried and executed, including this fat pig here in Ottawa, Ford the fascist swine. That guy. They're all scum. The same thing with Kenny and all those guys. The conservatives are all the same. Stephen Harper, he sold the country down the river, too. He wanted to bring in Agenda 32. He's the same kind of garbage as all the rest of them. There's no difference between them.
You know,
possibly Bernier.
Obviously,
garbage.
Obviously, Arthur, he's a little fed up with that situation, too. Do you want to say anything to Jeff before letting him go?
Well, I agree. 90% of the politicians for sure are sold out. Here, I had an FBI, a Canadian FBI in my house not long ago, and here is what I was told. Majority, and they said 86% of the politicians in Canada are either bribed or blackmailed or both. So that's why you see the flip-flopping all the time from the politicians here in Canada, because they have dirt on them, or they bribe them, or they are blackmailing them. And that's why we are in this horrible situation right now. The Trudeau family, you're absolutely right. They're horrible, horrible people, evil people, as evil you can be. And they need to be removed from power, and they need to be charged for treason.
Amen.
I'll go further than that. You know, I'll say this. You know, back in the days of Samuel, they wanted a king, and they got it. And he said, you're going to get what you deserve. And,
exactly.
And Samuel listed all the things, and then God said, they haven't rejected you, they've rejected me. And that's what governments have been for thousands of years. Nothing, probably 98% of governments throughout history have been full of scum. In the United States, Masons and other satanic people and all their stupid satanic symbols, like their phallic monument in Washington. There isn't a single Christian symbol there. The whole thing is laid out on a pentagram by a guy named L'Enfant, who was another one of those 33-degree Masons. It's all Satanism.
This been coming. Jeff, I got to jump. We're running out of time quickly, but good call and good points. He's right on, folks. Our capital is laced with Masonic symbols. There's no denying it. I didn't like it when I first heard it either. It hurt me because I really had faith what we once were. But unfortunately, that's been playing for a long time. All right, let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
I thank God for this pastor, and we got to start rising up now, because we had a report that some Kentucky truck drivers from our state going up there to Canada, and we need a lot more. Kentucky listeners, churches, you may be listening to Pastor Butch, never called in, get active. The power's in you. This is your country. Don't let these tyrants run you into the ground. They're trying to sell this country down the river. If my grandmother was alive today, she was an immigrant from Austria during the Weimar Republic at the time, she came to America. Look what they're doing in Austria, in her home country right now. She'd be flipping her in her grave. That's total Nazism right there, what they're doing with these COVID restrictions. I call them the COVID Holocaust, what they're going to do with us. People, you better wake up. People look at me like I'm crazy. No, I'm proud to be an American. My grandmother immigrated. She came away and said Freiheit in German. It means freedom. She was glad to be on American soil. But this will not be America if we keep silent and rolling over to these people and listen to your government, tyrannical government, to become mom and dad, that they're your parents. Turn away from God. Churches, take a stand. People,
amen,
come together now. You cannot roll down to this anymore, Butch. This is,
amen,
we've got to wake up now.
All right. Good call. Thank you, Chris. Any comments on that,
thank
brother?
You.
Brother Arthur.
Yes, I agree 100%. I mean, if not now, then when? If not you, then who? If not here, then where? I mean, those are the famous words, and we need to. We have to. I mean, I said this for the past so long, years. I said, if you don't want to do it for yourself, fine, I get it. People are getting older, they're getting tired, they don't want to stir the pot, but do it for your children and your grandchildren.
Amen.
What kind of a nation you're going to leave behind? Do you really want tyranny? Do you really want Nazi Germany again? Do you really want this for your children and your grandchildren? So I agree. We got to rise up. Now is the opportunity. I mean, Canadians now have shown the whole world that it's possible to rise up on the masses. And this is exactly what we needed. It's a spark. It's a Canadian spark that I believe is going to set the captives free all over the world.
Amen. All right. Good point. Jan and I will come on in.
Hello, pastors.
Hello.
Pastor Valesky, did they ever get the GoFundMe money? They had millions of dollars donated to GoFundMe for these truckers. Did they ever get that released?
You see, here is the news on this. This tyrant, this Trudeau wannabe fearer, he threatens to steal all of this money away from the truckers. So the money was raised for fuel. As you know, thousands upon thousands of trucks.
Right.
If you divide them, you know, even if it's $9 million, $10 million, that's not a lot of money for thousands of truckers. They need to eat. They need to sleep. They need to refuel their vehicles. But this evil, wicked psychopath, the prime minister of this country, Justin Trudeau, the Justin Castro, because he's a son of a Fidel Castro, he wants to steal that away from the people. So pray for that. Pray that the people that donated, they donated to the truckers, not to the corrupted, evil liberal government.
Yes, I know. They stole that's nothing for all the fuel, rooms, food.
No.
But thank goodness the Canadians came out and fed them and took care of them, or are taking care of them anyway.
Amen. All right, Dan, I got, if that's what you want to say very quickly, go ahead. All right, thanks for the call. And are other church members now getting involved with you, brother, and helping you with your case now and actually try to make a difference? Are you seeing more of them come out and speak up, or are they still cowering in the corner?
They're still cowards, unfortunately. The pastors and the churches in Canada failed miserably. There is few of us. You have Pastor Hildebrandt in Ottawa, you've got a number of Christians, prominent Christians. They're fighting in different provinces as well. But as a whole, they are forcing people to show passports, the COVID Nazi communist passports, believe it or not, or you will not be able to enter church building. There's many churches that have been implementing segregation. They have been implementing separation, masks, and all that nonsense. So as a church, as a whole, we failed miserably. However, I see the light in the tunnel. I see people outside of the religious establishment, outside of the denominations, if you will, rising up, and they're creating their own churches now. They're creating free churches where you can worship your God without the Nazi party swastika flying outside. So there is a positive happening. I see more and more people rising up, but they are rising up outside of the denominations. If you look at the denominations have fallen, all of them. I mean, literally, they have fallen.
Well, you know, and it's awful to say this, and I'm saying this out of pure respect for those that are doing it. A lot of people, the masses are truly not born-again believers, but there's still men and women that believe in decency and right. And you have to give them credit for that. I mean, they're not born again believers in Christ, but they're standing for the truth, and they're doing it together and not afraid to face consequences. While most of the church is sitting in the corner and waiting to suck the thumb and wait for the rapture. That's about what they boil down to, and it just breaks my heart. Folks, phone lines open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I remember when I met so many people that were focused on what's coming, the tomorrow, the rapture, the revelation, Daniel, and, you know, all of those things. And God spoke to me that time and says, look, people are wasting their lives on focusing what tomorrow, while they're focusing on what's coming, they have abundant, they have neglected today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Yes, we should know what's coming, but today is the day. What are you doing for the kingdom of God today? What are you doing for freedom to set the captives free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth today? Where was the last time you fed the poor? You clothed the naked? You brought the kingdom of God wherever you are? Today is the day.
And folks, if some of y'all don't have a computer donated on or whatever, I do have where to send a check to or money order to across the border. And if you'll call the office tomorrow, Lisa will have this address. You can ask her for the address to help the Canadian pastor, Arthur Pulaski, and maybe want to send if they would send donation earmarked for the truckers, could you help them get that to them?
Yes, I'm going to go there personally myself. I actually want to do a sermon for the truckers on the Montana border. I will be there, and I will deliver whatever you send me for the truckers. It will end up for them. So you can, like I said, you can e-transfer art at streetchurch.ca. Just please, in a memo, say either this is for the ministry to feed the poor or is for the truckers. Also, when you send a PayPal on our website, www.streetchurch.ca, just please put a memo if this is for the ministry or it's for the truckers, and I will make sure that they're going to get everything that you have forwarded to me. So I'm planning to be there a day after tomorrow, see what happens. I know that I will be bringing tons of food for them, and I'm going to be bringing the word of God, encouragement, hope to them as well.
All right. Folks, again, I will have the address here. I know a lot of you do not have computers. I'll give the address to Lisa to give you tomorrow. If you can send $5, Brother Arthur, to help him with his legal battle, to help feed the hungry or help the truckers, just stipulate what you want to afford. I promise you this man will take care of it. And, Brother, we're down about the last minute and a half, 2 minutes. I'm going to let you wrap this up with what you want to say. I know you're going to tell people to get right with Christ and do it now because time's running out. But what else do you want to say to the folks?
Well, I want to tell you that when you are on the side of God, you have already won. Do not be terrified. Do not be afraid. Greater is he that is in you than the one that is in them. If you don't have Christ, if you don't know who he is, I'm telling you, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's a good God. He loves you. He died for you. I would not be doing what I'm doing if God was not with me. I would be terrified of the hyenas. I would be afraid of the giants of the land. But because God is with me, I'm not afraid. I'm not terrified. I'm like David. Amen. Who do you think Amen. You are? You uncircumcised Philistine that you should defy the armies of the living God. So I want to encourage you, follow God, read the Bible. Please read the word of God and you will never be the same. You will never be afraid because the Bible says when the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Amen. Amen. And when you let the spirit lead you, folks, you have courage. You may face battles, we all do. I've never faced anything like Brother Arthur's face. I've not been arrested yet. I've been before the FBI 3 times, before a federal grand jury 1 time. But folks, I'm not going to cower in fear of a tyrant just because somebody says, well, if you're a Christian, go obey Caesar. No, no, no. About all the disciples were martyred because they did not obey Caesar. And Christ did not obey Caesar either. So we're seeing these things happen. It's time to stand and speak up now. And Brother Arthur, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'll be in touch, my friend. Bye-bye. Folks,
thanks.
I will see you tomorrow night, Lord willing, and I'll have this address to Lisa to get tomorrow. Please help him fight this battle. Let's stand together with him, at least with the dollars, okay? I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.